Listen to this episode, get discounts on your favorite upcoming businesses, and you want merch? Yo, check out themoderncrowd.com. Yo, y'all already know what it is. It's your boy, Kev, always been a Don. And of course, this is Modern Crowd podcast with hoop dreams. And I'm sitting here with my boy, Luigi. What's up, Luigi?
What's going on, man?
Y'all already know what it is, man. It is Sunday, the day before Monday, where I have to go to work. And I don't want to go to work. And I wish I was drunk as well, but I am not. So,
no, but this is not a therapy session, bro.
Drunk. Hey, bruh. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Fuck all that. You just reminded me we got liquor.
See, there you go. Yo, drink it up. It is Sunday.
I'm over here cutting Ryan off. I'm like, yo, bro, stop talking about liquor.
Drink that. But anyways, we got my boy.
Yeah. Thank you, good sir.
Excuse me. You know what? I'm stepping out of this interview because apparently I'm the
yeah.
Yo, you got one of the big boys. Okay.
Yeah. Let's drink.
Let's go. There you go.
Seal on this bad boy. We drinking scotch tonight, boys.
Yo,
and I got a glass of water over there in Kelvin's studio.
Yeah, you know,
I can go fetch to cheers with you, but I ain't balling like that yet, yo, Ryan.
When you at the black label, you different. You are different.
Oh no, this is blue.
My bad. It's blue. My bad. Yo, but we got my boy, well-renowned comedian. Ryan Davis.
A legend with us today.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, man, I think it's going to happen. I think I'm actually going to end up being legend.
It's an honor to witness it.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I'm speaking of existence now. I already know you about to be a legend.
At first I was like, that's what I want to be. This and that.
You
ever see some shit just happening and you're like, oh, shit. This is really going to happen.
Word. So I just want to ask you this one question. We asked everybody that comes on this podcast this first answer. How did you get into becoming a comedian?
I was at a comedy club and I saw Luigi go up and I was so inspired.
Yo!
I was so inspired.
I told him everything he knew.
I was like, I have to do this. I may never be as good as this nigga, but I just want to feel the joy that he's getting, obviously, while on stage.
Bruh.
Wow, Luigi. You're an inspiration.
Let me tell you.
But a truer answer would be I was actually going through like this fit of depression, which still doesn't end. It's cyclical. It just comes right back around. But at the time, I was really in a depressed state. A friend took me to a comedy show. And the comedy show was great. You know what I mean? And they were like, oh, you're funnier than them. And I was like, nah, I'm a bitch ass nigga. It takes a lot of courage to get up there. Even if a nigga don't do well, that nigga got up there with all these people in here with the possibility that it may not go well. Everybody who performed tonight is a lot braver than me. Don't put that on me. These niggas, even the niggas that do bad might be hilarious in their life. It's just a different thing when it's up there. And I'm glad I had that even before I started doing comedy. I had an understanding to respect even the people who do badly because getting up there ain't easy. I remember I would do a book report. And then the teacher like, well, you got to present your book report. I'd be like, I didn't do the book report. So you going to take a zero. Yeah. Ryan, what is that paper sitting on your it was what I thought the assignment was. But now that you changed it and I got to get up here and talk in front of motherfuckers, I'm taking the zero.
Give me a low zero.
I was like about to say that I felt the same way as a kid, boy. Yo, my knees used to be like tapping, like shaking so hard because I'd take a zero before I go stand up there. I ain't gonna lie.
Stand up there and tell us what the book was about. I go up there and be like, well, y'all read it. You know what I mean? It was, it was the assignment, you know what I mean? So
y'all facts.
Great. Yeah, first of all, great read it was. It was a page turner. You hear me? Like, that's what I was not a stand in front of people and perform type guy. I ain't never been that dude. Ever. So it was just like, nah, I had a respect for it. But then I saw Kevin Hart's Let Me Explain in theaters, right? Mm. And at the end, he's crying because he sold out Madison Square Garden. And I was like, man, this nigga really had a dream. And he reached the ultimate pinnacle of that dream. Word. And I'm literally seeing it happen. And at that point in my life, I'm 26 years old. I ain't even had a dream. I ain't even tried to do anything I would have liked to do with my life. You know, there's some people be like, yeah, I want to do this. I want to do that. I ain't even take the first step toward doing anything that I actually like to do or that I was good at. You know what I mean? I tried to go to college because that's what you're supposed to do. I only finished high school because I was told that's what I was supposed to do. I really didn't have dreams. Hitting these chicks was really, really a big dream of mine. Yeah, that was, I think that's most niggas' dreams.
Dream like, about the peaks.
Wherever women start giving you sex, you figure, oh, I've obtained everything that I need to obtain something more than this. What's more than this?
Word.
She's still having sex with me. Obviously, I'm not a terrible person. But so I thought I was accomplished, really.
Word.
As long as I had my own place, I had a car, I won, right? Isn't this what? I'm a responsible adult. I never even dared to dream.
Word.
But after I saw the Kevin Hart shit, I was like, okay, there's something else in life. There's a level of happiness and a level of accomplishment that I actually was able to see and be able to understand. I was like, man, I would love to be fulfilled in that way.
Word.
You know what I mean? And comedy was something I loved. I come from a comedy loving household. Like, I'm talking about when you had an HBO special, my parents would sit everybody in the living room. I had no business watching these HBO specials, but that's the only way you can keep the kids tamed and not, you know, worried about shit getting knocked around while you trying to watch it. You have to keep them in the living room with you. Word. So I remember seeing Chris Rock's Bring the Pain the night it debuted.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, no, man. And I remember going to school after that saying all them damn jokes, saying all of them. Like, I remember all them shits, yo. Word. I was just like, this is the funniest nigga ever. Word. Ever. Yeah, man. And so, like, after I saw Kevin Hart's Let Me Explain, I got on stage 2 days later.
Mm. Oh, that's
pretty brave. I'm a procrastinator, my nigga. If Word. I gave myself 3 days to think about it, I wouldn't have did it.
It's a wrap.
You got to give yourself. You got to go, oh, I'm going to do it right now.
What were some of your fears when you first went up there? Like, because that you said you only gave yourself 2 days and then you went up there. So like, what were some of the things you were thinking? Like, how bad can this get? Like, what are the
thoughts? Luckily for me, I saw how bad it could be before I ever did it.
Mm, okay.
I seen niggas eat the dust before I ever got up there.
That is real. The first time I met Ryan, bro, we were in Debbie's car, Debbie Millwater. We're heading to a show. She introduced me to Ryan. He shows me his page. I'm like, yo, bro, like, this is your thing. You're going to do this. And we're just getting started. And we head over to the Comedy Zone in South Carolina. And, bro, I bombed. Like, shit was quiet in one.
And Luigi funny. But they was not fucking with Luigi, nigga. They was not. They're like, give it up for Luigi. And then this dark-skinned black man comes up. They're like, this ain't the nigga from Mario. Hey, boo this nigga, like, bro. Boo.
When you start from behind, it's hard to catch up.
We in South Carolina. When they heard Luigi, they were looking for an Italian man. Man. This model-esque looking black man comes up. This nigga all fit. He looked better than the audience, and now he about to try to make you laugh. People don't like when you look better than the audience either. Yeah, that works against you in comedy all the time. Luigi got up there looking like an Adonis, nigga. This nigga was shredded with a tight shirt on. It's like, and damn. Then for some reason, right? If you're a short, fat man named Luigi, then you're funny. But if you're tall and muscular and in shape, Luigi sounds like it makes you sound pretentious. It does. It makes you sound like you think you're better than people. It's like that nigga name ain't Luigi. That nigga trying to be sexy right now. And I feel like that's what I'm saying. The audience will put their insecurities on you. And bro, I think that's what happened to Luigi.
Oh, I appreciate
if Luigi would have just shaved his head halfway through and then had like a mustard stain on his shirt, they probably would have been like, all right, let's listen to this nigga. Yo. But you can't get on stage. Yeah. On stage looking better than everybody and think shit's gonna go well. That's not.
Hey, yo, that's facts.
Yo, that was the best compliment / roast I've ever had in my life.
Yo, well, that's the thing. Niggas is not laughing at any nigga that girl is looking like, okay. When the nigga walk on stage and the girls are like, oh, okay. That nigga's not laughing. The nigga that sit beside her, that it's over. It's over. That nigga ain't gonna see nothing you say is funny, nigga. Luigi didn't know that. He a capper. He didn't know that. That nigga came to shimmy on their ass, nigga. He came to.
Hey, man.
They dapper niggas.
Hey, bro. Can't hate on it. That's
what I'm telling you. It's not your fault. I had never seen this nigga not be clean. This nigga was. But comics, that ain't what comedy is, for the most part. Comedy is the rejects of the world mostly.
Yo, congrats. That was like the nicest roast ever, yo.
But
Luigi came in looking like he was winning at life. And he came there because he thought the shit we were doing was cute. That's why it was. I think that's why they don't.
Bro, I worked that night for a meal, bro. That was my entire pay for that night was a meal.
That's a tough room, man.
Yo.
That room can be tough, man.
Yo, hey, I got humbled quick in South Carolina.
I got humbled in South Carolina, though. So it ain't just you. That's why I took my thrashing. It's this club called the Comedy House in Columbia, South Carolina.
I'm in legendary company.
Let me tell you something. Oh my God. I ain't never seen niggas look at me like I was doing my jokes and niggas was looking at me like this nigga should be ashamed of himself.
Why?
For subjecting us to this. This nigga got dressed to say that. That nigga came all the way here to say that. But what it was the disconnect. See, Luigi couldn't connect with the crowd because he's beautiful. But I couldn't connect with the crowd because they saw me as corny.
Yo. Yo, he said. Yo, that just messed me up in the head. I'm not going to let it joke.
It did, man. Look, this is the one thing about Luigi, though, man. Yo. Like, some people might watch this and be like, yo, that nigga gay. Nah, I've been friends with this nigga a long time. Eventually, you just acknowledge that a nigga just gonna get... When you walk in the room and you see a group of girls, like the baddest one, you be like, all right, Luigi got her.
Appreciate you. I'm a
get it, you know what I mean?
Oh, man. Well,
yo.
So it sounds like that was a tough comedy club for show, though.
I sound like right now. Oh, man.
See, y'all don't know the Luigi I know.
Yeah, see?
Y'all don't let Luigi done went and got cool, laid back on things.
Listen, man, I found God.
Yeah, nah, telling you, that was not the Luigi that was doing comedy, nigga.
I've lived many lives, bro. I have. Ryan has seen by
this
four
nigga was doing comedy, bro. That nigga was doing comedy, bro. And it was a problem. Did no nigga want to see that, bro?
Son,
when that nigga come in with the tight sweat on his hands, rubbed together, he be like, "Hey, fuck this nigga, bro." Nobody
want
that nigga around that girl, nigga. What are you talking about?
Yo, that's funny as shit.
No. Oh my gosh, bro.
Question one, bro. So in South Carolina, right? They saw me as corny. I was like Carlton to them.
Word.
For the Fresh Prince. I didn't start winning with them until I acknowledged. I was like, okay, I get it. Y'all trying to figure out right now. Some of y'all are like, I'm a Carlton ass nigga. Some of y'all are like, this nigga might be gay. I get it. For some reason, when niggas can't figure you out, they automatically go to gay, which is hilarious.
True shit, though. True shit.
Yeah. When we were younger, if you like anime, he must be gay. Like, they can't, niggas don't know where to put you. If you not like other niggas, they don't know what to do with you. So you must be gay.
And other.
Yeah, it's the weird. Our community is so weird in that way, yo.
He's like,
hey, man, you know that nigga play tennis. Tennis? I knew that nigga was gay. No, nigga, that is not what makes people gay. I swear to God, that's not what makes people gay.
That's funny as hell.
Tennis is not what does it. So I ate it in South Carolina. I did until I figured out, hey, you got to lean into that shit, Luigi.
I think about it now. I remember you saying that. And then the crowd lost it, bro. And then like four jokes in, people were like rolling out of their chairs type shit. But like,
nigga, I remember that. Lean into that shit, nigga. Nah, I get it. Wow. Y'all think I'm corny than a motherfucker. I get it.
Like the first high.
And some people will watch this and be like, what are you talking about? That hoodie's kind of fly. This is money, Ryan. This ain't it. I show y'all pictures of Ryan before the money.
My
shirts didn't fit right, but I was wearing them anyway. Like, I was wearing button-ups with no t-shirt underneath, but I ain't had the body for it. Like, it was bad, bro. It was all bad. But I was trying to look presentable. I was trying to look like I got dressed for you guys. But all these niggas heard was, it's not unusual for me, you know, by anyone. That's all the niggas heard. As soon as I started talking, nigga, that was it. So I took some L's. I took some L's in South Carolina. I thought I was being presentable. Hey, yo. I swear, this is when you know niggas ain't fucking with you. Man, I swear it was like a 5-year-old black woman was like, yo, this nigga corny. I was like, I don't even know 50-year-old black woman talk like that. And she was like, hey, yo, this nigga corny. Yo, I was like, Jesus.
She's up to date.
Yo, contemporary.
You somebody mom in here, yo.
Ryan, bro, I gotta ask now, because now that you took me through that journey, because now I kind of see what you're, because it's true, bro. That whole night, Ryan comes on stage, people start dying laughing right after he kind of acknowledges what the fuck they're seeing, bro. So, like, tell me about the art as to how you translate it into, like, okay, it's not about just being funny. Like, there's a tactic to this shit. Like, when did
that, it's science.
When did the science part of it start kicking in?
Well, luckily for me, like I said, I like Chris Rock. Chris Rock is science all the way with his comedy or whatever, but I made sure I watched everybody to try to figure it out. So I did know you needed some type of structure, but unfortunately, Def Comedy Jam happened, right? So, and I don't mean unfortunate for Def Comedy Jam or unfortunate for black people. I'm saying unfortunate for a nigga with structure. Because Def Comedy Jam, structure wasn't they shit. That ain't what they did. Nigga, they came out. Funny.
Like, what's the vibe?
Let me tell you about these bitches. It was that shit, right? How can I make this crowd holler? Yo. I'll take my clothes off on stage if it'll make niggas laugh. Yeah, so it was that shit niggas had gone used to. I remember I was bombing and they were like, man, you need to, you know, let Doodoo Brown tutor you or something. I was like, I'm not getting tutored by a nigga named Doodoo Brown. What are y'all talking about?
Yo.
They're like, Doodoo Brown be tearing this motherfucker up. Sell out 8 shows. Talking about, man, everybody was like, he be talking about how women be having food particles in their vagina hair. I was like, nigga, I'm not talking about that, dog. But when I heard that, I was like, his jokes are on brand, though. If his name is Doodoo Brown and he's talking about food particles being in a woman's vagina hair, that is on par with what I expect a nigga named Doodoo Brown to talk about. And I appreciate him for not, like, swaying. You know what I mean? Don't be named Doodoo Brown and then talk about how Black people could change their direction in life and how we can overcome. I don't want to hear that from Doodoo Brown. No. I want to hear food particles in a woman's vagina hair from Doodoo Brown.
Word. Right, bro. On CNN, I swear, if one day someone says, that's
bad. You just broke up. Was that my shit or your shit?
So guess Doodoo Brown here to discuss the matters. And
he's back. He's back.
Damn, never mind. I can't say, it's not a joke I can say twice, bro. It's one.
No, you said, nigga, trust me, I got it. You was like, imagine CNN. And they were like, something big going on, and we brought on Doodoo Brown to discuss, nigga. And not just anybody, Don Lemon. Don Lemon is like, you know, he's like, we brought in an expert, Doodoo Brown, to talk about education in the Black community. Nigga, I would piss all over myself. Not because he's not capable, because I'm sure he's capable.
Word.
But because it's the intro for me.
Yeah, bro. That's a straight losing ticket. As soon as someone says Doodoo Brown to discuss,
it's very hard. Like, luckily for me, I've done enough growth as a person to where no matter what your name is, what you look like, anything, if you have something to present, if you have some value to something you're saying, then I can listen. But I'm still not at a point in my life where I can hear your name and not go, oh, All right. Now listen. That's the way it goes. I'll go.
Yo.
I'll listen, but it's gonna start with a, oh my God. All right. What does Mr. Doodoo have to say about this? That's all.
So let me ask you a question.
But he's a funny dude. I'm telling you, he be killing. He's a funny dude. He kills.
Yeah, I was about to say, even though you just told that little small joke, like that sounds like he's funny as hell.
But oh, he's funny as shit. Yeah, don't get it twisted. Word. That nigga, that you don't sell out 8 shows because you're not funny.
Exactly.
That nigga was selling out. Yeah, that nigga was selling out from Wednesday through Sunday. Yeah, it's not, trust me. Well, that nigga was murdering, and I had to figure it out. That's what I'm saying. I can't do what he does, but I had to figure it out because he had it figured out to a T, how to do him and rock out that club. I needed to find out how to do me and rock out that club. So that's what it was. But some people think in order to win that audience over, you have to do somebody else.
Word.
And you don't. And luckily for me, when I went down there, I had Sean Jones with me when I was opening for Sean Jones, and Sean Jones was murdering, and I was taking ass whoopings every single show. It was watching a nigga die and then watching a nigga get a standing ovation right after. It was the weirdest for 7 shows almost. Yep. Nigga, I didn't even get good until the 4th show. Like, I took an L on Wednesday, Thursday, and early show Friday. And then it wasn't until late show Friday I figured them out. I figured them out and I was like, oh, okay. This is how you get them to laugh. Got it.
Word.
Got it. But what happened was, because this was the thing. They didn't care about my jokes because me, I've never been one to dodge. This is the thing, right? In the Black community, we get to pick on our stars all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hear my voice, when they would hear my voice pick at Black people, I sound like a suburban dude who thinks he's better than Black people, downing Black people. That's the way they hear it. They don't know I'm from the hood just like you, and I mean it like you mean it.
Word.
Soon as they hear me, it's like if Will say something funny about Black people, black people laugh. If Carlton says that exact same thing, they like, hey, boy, what you mean? What you think you better than us? It was that shit I was dealing with in comedy for a long time before I had to figure out, and it was bothering me. I was like, damn, I'm from the same place y'all from. Man, I'm from the hood. Why can't y'all relate to a nigga from the hood? Yes, I got on Sperry's. Ignore that. What I'm telling you. Yeah, I got on Sperry's. Ignore that. We're from the same place. And I mean this, like, nah. Man, Sean Jones was like, man, that Bill Cosby joke is eating dick all week. Stop telling that shit. And I was like, I'm going to tell it again. I'm going to tell it again because it's funny, nigga. It's funny. They not letting me get away with it, but it's funny. And the crazy part was after some of those shows where I was eating it, it was people coming up to me like, nigga, I don't know what's wrong with them. You're going to be great. You're going to be. They were like, nigga, trust me. That's some of the best writing I've heard, period. Especially out of a young comic. You on your way. Word. And I'm like, whatever, nigga.
All's a full crack.
It's just you. Crack. Yeah. You the next Lenny Bruce. You on your way. But they were right. They were right. Those people who would say those things to me were right. And I never wavered. And actually, I ended up getting black people to see that I am authentically black. But this was a thing too. I think what happened was Dave Chappelle was gone, right? Mm-hmm. And niggas like me need Dave to exist. So they can see that you can be pro-black, but not conventionally what you deem a black person to be like. Dave Chappelle ain't nothing like what you think niggas is like.
Exactly.
Right.
But his jokes let you know I am authentic. I am authentically black. And I figured it out, man. I got older, figured that shit out, but it was rough. I'm not gonna lie.
Word.
I remember Tyler Craig. Yeah. Rest in peace, Tyler Craig. Word.
Yeah.
Was a monster. He had a manager, I believe his name is Charles Williams. Right, Charles saw me, heard about me. I sent him video of me doing stand up. Charles was like, yeah, because you know, I managed you too, and I put you on the road with Tyler. Cool, sent him the video. He was like, look, I like you, I think you're funny, I think you're gonna be great, but we do. Urban rooms, not mainstream.
Yo.
I don't know if you're going to be able to do these rooms, fella. I wish you the best of luck. I hope that everything worked out for you. And I ended up selling out a whole weekend at Uptown Comedy Club Corner in Atlanta. And Charles came out and he was like, told you, bro. He was like, I don't know if you remember me. I was like, yeah, no, I remember you. He was like, yeah, I told you. And I was like, you did always say. So shout out to Charles. He did always say that he thought I was dope. And, you know, but my style was a little bit more mainstream. And it's going to take niggas a minute to realize that, you know, Barbara Carlisle told me the same thing. She was like, yeah. She was like, it's going to take niggas a second. Any other group of people, right, in comedy. And when I say any other group, I mean including black people, too. There's groups of black people that this way too. They came to hear what you have to say. They came to hear what you have to say. They hear, if your joke is good, we'll give you the credit for the joke. Then there's a large group of black people. I got dressed for this. I got a babysitter. I paid for tickets. I paid for parking. Nigga, this might be the only thing I get to do this month.
Make me laugh.
I'm not looking for the humor within your shit. Make me laugh, nigga. This is what I'm in. I came here to laugh, nigga. It's your job to pull it out of me. Pull it out of me. And once I realized that, I go, oh, with black people and certain audience, certain levels of audiences of black people, you have about 7 seconds to get 2 jokes off.
Or else it's a wrap.
Or yeah. else is a rap, nigga. Like
yo,
so.
Shoot, I'm one joke. Yo, your first joke for me. If it yeah. don't hit, yo,
I'm really telling you, black people, bro, you don't get the like. Nah, other people are more forgiving. Black people, not so much. Not yeah. certain audiences of black people, and I respect it. I tell you this. I'm gonna tell you this. I went down to that comedy club, right? As a decent comedian that people believed in, that was given an opportunity. After I took those ass whoopers for those 3 shows and then tried to figure it out through the last 4 and was doing well, I came back to the mainstream room and performed my set exactly how I performed it down there, and it was obliterating. Damn. So if you can get mainstream material to work in an urban room, mm-hmm. when you bring it back to the mainstream room,
it's crazy.
You tearing the room apart. I was a completely different dude whenever I came back, where people was like, oh, because in those urban rooms, you gotta be a performer.
Word.
If you gonna tell a story and you gonna tell this person said this, and this person said that, there's a group of people who will listen to you, listen to the conversation to distinguish who said what and who said what. Mm. Not in some black rooms. You got to literally be this person and then literally become another person in the conversation so they can see the conversation.
Exactly.
If you're one voice for both people, they're like, hey, man, this nigga suck.
Yo.
Because of who came before us. Mm. The comedy that they're accustomed to seeing, they're accustomed to people giving they all on stage.
Word.
So you don't know, you don't get to know the words, the joke being in the words. They were like, we ain't come here to hear you read out of no joke book. That ain't how we get down. Yeah, that's clever. Now make me laugh, nigga. What are you doing?
It has to be like something that you can hear somebody on the street kind of tell at the same time. That's like for me, like if they not telling something that I can really relate to, that's like in the streets or whatever, then I don't think it's funny. You know what I'm saying? So I understand.
But that's what made Cat Williams one of the top niggas in the world.
Word.
Because this nigga, he would give you a joke that was a good joke, but he would give you the act out and a simple explanation to where anybody can get it.
Exactly.
Anybody could understand this. He always did the joke twice.
Mm.
He told the joke, and then he would tell it with the act out.
Facts. That's a fact. That is a fact.
I never realized.
They be using words niggas can't readily identify, like insurgents. And then I would laugh.
Yeah.
But if the audience didn't laugh, he would go, insurgents? I don't know no motherfucking insurgents. None of that. So now people get, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He always does the joke twice. It's amazing. It's like, I'm going to get the niggas that's here. Oh, and don't worry, niggas. If you're down here, it don't matter. Here you go. I'll bring you up. To those who can visualize with just the words, you get the laugh twice. That's the reason why I like the nigga so much. Some people see him as telling the joke once, but if you get the first joke, you get to laugh at Cat Williams twice with every joke.
Nah, word. Nah, that's a fact, because Cat Williams is one of my favorite comedians ever, man.
Oh, yeah, nah, he's listen, like, man. I've never seen anybody go into a hood room and be able to do politics. That nigga is a whole nother nigga, bro.
Like, that legend, nigga, legend for sure.
Ain't nothing to talk about. I don't have nothing for nobody who got something bad to say about that nigga when it comes to comedy. I ain't got nothing for you.
Yo, and
if somebody if somebody's like, I'm a comedian, and I was like, oh, who don't you like? Well, I don't think Cat Williams. Hey, brother, I don't need to.
Yo.
No, because
I don't even want to see your set if you say some shit like that. I don't want to see it. I don't need to see it.
The most legendary legendary thing for me for Cat Williams is when he was on the radio and he was roasting was it Wanda Sykes, I think her name was?
Wanda.
Wanda, yeah. Dog, that shit was different.
Me and Corey Holcomb was just talking about that last week on 5150. This nigga Cat was sitting there like this. And was murdering her. He wasn't even giving her the energy. She was sitting there, he was like, and I bet you can't cook either. And she was like, I do cook. I cook for my kids. I cook corn. You cook corn? Oh my God. She was like, with that terrible suit jacket. He's talking about this suit jacket that hasn't even come out yet. Yeah, Versace all in the lining. Yeah, no, this is an awful suit jacket. But continue. I was like, this nigga. It was just like everything she shot at him. He was like, ah, whatever.
Yo,
whatever. And then when he hit her, he was hitting her. So it was like watching a fight, right? And yeah, it was like watching a fight where somebody would throw a combination of punches and a nigga. Now, are you ready? Are you ready? Yeah, I was like, oh. I had to, nigga, do you know how bad you got to get roasted for your husband to show up with a gun at that nigga show? My husband showed up with a gun.
I'm trying to tell you, that shit.
With a show, because his wife got roasted. Not that she got hit. He didn't spit at her. He didn't cuss her out. He didn't do nothing. He didn't do nothing disrespectful, but the roast was so bad. This nigga was like, I'm gonna get the strap and I'm going down to the show tonight, nigga.
Yo, even her peoples was laughing at her. That was the even worst part. Her peoples and that's the was thing, laughing.
I'm telling you, when a nigga good like that, I'm telling you, if you roast my friend real good, I can hold in the laughter. I really can. But if you get them so good that you make me laugh, I'm looking at the nigga like, nigga, that was good. Come on, nigga. What did you expect me to do? What do you expect me to do with that?
Yo, Kelvin, I see that we're about to get cut off.
Yeah, it's going to close, and then I'm just going to open up another one.
All
right. Damn, how long we been on here?
Shoot, I don't know. It's just been counting down. I've been watching it. But yeah, I was going to say it's going to close in probably a few minutes, and I'm going to open another one if y'all cool with that.
Alright.
Say no more. Shit, I'm in the tank.
Listen to this episode, get discounts on your favorite upcoming businesses, and you want merch?
Yeah.
Go check out themoderncrowd.com. Ow.
You can find me in the streets. Even in the drought, my mattress is full. Why shouldn't I be out? Hey, buddy, I'm good.